foundations of Western Orthodoxy has its antagonists, and in rebutting speculations about the existence of technologically advanced civilizations in prehistory, Orthodox scholars pose pertinent questions. Where is the infrastructure to support such a high civilization? How was this culture sustained? Where are their power lines? Where are their power plants? The engineering marvel of Egypt, known as the Great Pyramid of Giza, provides some answers to these questions. Its sheer size and precision have evoked amazement and wonder from people of all disciplines who, for decades, have studied and tried to understand what it would take to duplicate it. Moreover, it has prompted people to question and wonder about the nature of its true origins, indeed, about the true purpose for which it was originally built. Why should this be? Hasn't it been proven that the Great Pyramid was originally a tomb? Well, it depends on whom you believe. Certainly, scholars have theorized that the Great Pyramid was built to be a tomb, but their questioning and inquiries have continued for decades without ceasing. And the views of many are that the theory is not supported by evidence. In this book, I will evaluate and present evidence that refutes the tomb theory, and that shows instead that the Great Pyramid of Giza is in fact an amazing and technically advanced machine. The Great Pyramid has dominated the Giza Plateau for thousands of years, and during those years, it has attracted the attention of millions by its profound ability to puzzle, confound, amaze, and defy the questioning minds of generations of scholars. In the chronology of serious studies of the Great Pyramid, there has been so much wonderment, superstition, speculation, and religious awe directed toward it that it is sometimes difficult to view this structure without one of these emotions coloring one's perspective. Enormous amounts of data have been amassed about this pyramid, and much of it still requires analysis. Ultimately, researchers have had to leave the subject without completely answering all the questions. The following two quotations aptly express the dilemma faced by anyone trying to understand the true significance of the Great Pyramid. In Secrets of the Great Pyramid, Peter Tompkins wrote, quote, "I have collected a mass of numerical evidence which shows that the inhabitants of the ancient world were acquainted with the rate of the precession of the equinoxes and attached a major significance to it. But in order to deal with this evidence, I would have to open an entirely new topic. I beg the indulgence of the listener in asking him to remain satisfied for the moment with the mere hint that there is yet another lesson about the level of Egyptian science to be drawn from the stark nakedness of the Great Pyramid." Close quote. William Fix, in Pyramid Odyssey, said, "Making sense of the Great Pyramid and the information encoded in it requires a fundamental revisioning of history and the nature of man." One night in September 1977, I was engrossed in Tompkins' book and his ideas and those of numerous other researchers that the Great Pyramid was more than just a tomb, resonated within me like rolling thunder. Thunder touches everything in its path. But to understand it, you have to penetrate a heavy cloak of clouds. I felt as though I was penetrating those clouds. The technologist in me was awakening to a voice that leapt from the pages and demanded attention. I became fascinated with a topic about which I had little prior information or interest. My life was changed. Encyclopedias contained little of the data that Tompkins' book provided. His predominant focus was the Great Pyramid, and he presented theories of numerous researchers dating back to the time of Herodotus,